Thanks, brother.
That's a nice pair of beads.
Pair of pearl? I don't know.
Sometimes they come double. Two strings in one. They come together back up here, you know.
That's a pair.
But all along the way, the two of them, that's where the pair comes in, two.
Uh-huh.
Pair of beads, yeah.
If two men have a fight and the one defeats the other one, you say, that man really what the other one? He really...
Drubbed him?
Drubbed him.
Uh-huh. Walloped him?
Wallop? Drub? Did you ever say...
Gave him a drubbing?
Wop? Ever what?
Wallop? Wallop?
Yeah.
Wallop.
Uh-huh. And if men sit around like this and talk, say they're down on their what?
Haunches?
you ever say this is hunkering? You ever use the word hunker for this part?
No, I haven't either.
Uh-huh. And
I didn't hear that.
Some words that mean a stingy person.
Well, I don't know what the word is. Called the old Scotchman. What is it word?
Old Scotchman.
You say, did you ever say, tightwad or skin friend?
The nation used it once in a while. They want to draw on expenses, teach people to live cheaper. What is that word you use there? To get along with less. Drawing on all of our purchases and expenditures and so on. Austerity.
Austerity. Oh,
austere.
Austere person.
Well, mm-hmm. That's what they were trying to say about the Scotsman, you know. Austere person, you know.
Uh-huh. And,
to illustrate that, the Englishman, the man and the Scotsman drinking wine together one time. And a fly lit into the glass of wine the American had poured, and he just went to the sink and poured out, got him a new glass, got him some more. Came over there and got to the next time a fly came, we got to the Englishman's wine. He ran his finger on him and thumped him out that way, and we don't drink wine. But when one got into the Scotsman's wine, he just reached in there and got him this way and held him over his glass and now put it back.
Every drop, huh?
Getting away from that.
Yeah, put it back. If you see somebody in town wearing funny-looking clothes, what would you say? He surely looks...
Gaudy?
Gaudy, or you ever say tacky, or slouchy?
Dude? Wearing fancy clothes?
No.
Highly dressed for
funny, funny-looking clothes.
Dude.
Uh-huh.
He was tacky.
If he were all dressed up, he'd be a dude, but if he had holes in his trousers and he had different colors,
he was dressed covered at all, but do they say that? I think they say tacky, ragged.
Tacky.
Ragamuffin.
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 Uh-huh. A woman is dressed up in her best clothes. What do you call her? She's wearing her best clothes. She's really... You say dolled up or dressed up or?
I believe dolled up.
Uh-huh.
Is the word that goes above all others.
And how about
for a long time?
An old person that gets around very well. An old
spry.
Person.
Spry.
Spry. And somebody who never wants to work, doesn't have any ambition. What do you call him?
Wouldn't be a dullard.
You just say he's...
Lazy bones?
No count.
No count. Lazy bones?
Oh.
Other people like to call those lazy bones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much as well as any.
Mm-hmm. How about a bird that hunts for insects with his beak?